Hello, Tens and Duty are from the Latin Kli in South America, Santiago, and Latin 1.
Amigos, shalom, saludos, amigos de Benevaru, de Sena Latin 1 y de Sena de Santiago. Les saludo.
Hello. Our friends from the Baruch, the Latin one and Santiago Tens are giving you a big hug. Friends, what is the true importance of being here in the lesson? Is it in order to see the friends? Is it in order to study? Maybe it's in order to know more only.
Para corregir la humanidad, Israel y la 70.
No matter what the intention is, the most important thing is that we will feel that we are a vessel of the Creator in order to correct humanity, Israel, and the 70 nations of the world. And we have the responsibility to be together with Rav so that humanity will get to know the greatness of the Creator. L'chaim ne'baruch. Petach Tikva, go ahead, please.
Excerpt number one. This is similar to serving an important person. It stems from nature that there is no greater reward than to serve an important person. This means that he can give everything he has in order to have the privilege of serving the king. It follows that the work itself is the reward, and he expects no other pay. Rather, he expects to have the privilege of always serving the king, ceaselessly, and this is his whole life, the whole purpose of his life.
Amigos, para taller activo.
Friends, a question for an active workshop. Let's talk about the great privilege that we have to serve the Creator as a conduit that passes His light to humanity. Again, let's talk about the great privilege we have to serve the Creator as a conduit that passes His light to humanity.
Yeah,
great privilege to serve the King, the force that governs all of this reality as a method that Kabbalists have discovered throughout the generations, allowing us to fulfill the purpose of creation and do what we need to do. Sort of absolute, ultimate good, absolute truth. There's nothing higher than this.
There is nothing higher than this, and indeed, it's something that you cannot even perceive, so it's hidden from us. What is it exactly that we're doing? Otherwise, it would just throw us, make us fly in all kinds of directions if we really knew that we are the messengers of the upper force. And it is truly a privilege. What else can you ask to do in this life? But it is also a responsibility because we were given all the understanding and feeling of what this path is, and we're just the few out of the many. So we have to take it with both our hands and try to do it as best as we can.
And all that we have to ask is to have the strength to serve the king, meaning they brought us to this role. We are grateful for it. We praise the king, but we want the strength, the forces to truly serve him as the place obligates.
The privilege is so great that seemingly this whole thing is that we are discovering more and more from each and every moment how great and incredible this privilege is, even more than we would be able to perceive. The whole process of development is actually just in order to get to know what a privilege you have to serve the Creator. The more we appreciate and extol the greatness of the Creator, and we get to know what we are, whom we are, at what point we are, and where He is, and why we are in this whole thing, that choice, this service of ours, it becomes imperceivable. It's really crazy. And yes, it is a great responsibility. If the question in Spanish said privilege, if you have a privilege, you also have a responsibility. It comes together.
To add, it comes through the connection between us, and that's our work. That's how we serve, by trying more and more with a demand on the connection between us and for this connection to spread further. So here in the lesson, we learn and we try to connect more and more around this prayer.
If there is a privilege, the question is, what do you do with it? How much do we invest? How much do we devote ourselves? How much do we recognize and remember that it is all for Him, that we have to ask Him for everything, that He's doing everything? Then we try to resemble Him, His quality, in our attitude, our inner attitude, in the point from which we look at everything, and also that we disseminate His name.
The feeling of the privilege is a great thing.
It
has to be our vessel. Realize this privilege. If you lose it, you lose the fuel for work. Because in this privilege we will discover the greatness of the Creator, of the friends, the intention. Why are we doing it? It's our fuel. It's true that on the one hand it's concealed, on the other hand we need to raise it between us and give this feeling, the greatness, to work from the place of the privilege and not of the obligation.
Excerpt number 2, Rabash. He must regard each friend in the group as greater than himself. It was written in the book Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, that one is not impressed by the society or takes their appreciation of something unless he regards the society as greater than himself. This is the reason why each one must feel that he is the smallest of them all, since one who is great cannot receive from one who is smaller than himself, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, it is only the smaller one who is impressed through appreciating the greater one.
Pregunta de taller en silencio.
A question for a silent workshop. What should I do, think, and say to recognize and be impressed by the greatness of the friends in the ten? Again, what should I do, think, and say to recognize and be impressed by the greatness of the friends in the ten? A silent workshop.
Dale, Gus.
Ya comienza. Te agradecemos, Creador, por la fuerza que recibimos
prayer.
De ti para unirnos.
We thank you, Creator, for the strength we receive from you to unite us. And for this lesson, we ask of you for the strength of connection and incorporation in order to deliver it to humanity and serve as a conduit for your light and thus fulfill the purpose of creation and bring contentment unto you throughout these great friends. Amen.